Joined together, they form a sacred trust that holds the basis of our democratic society. But let me tell you, that trust is perpetually vulnerable to the tyrannical tendencies of monarchs, mobs, and majorities. And lately, we've seen those tendencies manifest themselves too often, both on college campuses and in our society. That's the bad news. And unfortunately, I think both Harvard and my own city, New York, have been witnesses to this trend. First, for New York City. Several years ago, as you may remember, some people tried to stop the development of a mosque a few blocks from the World Trade Center site. It was an emotional issue, and polls showed that two-thirds of Americans were against a mosque being built there. Even the Anti-Defamation League, widely regarded as the country's most ardent defender of religious freedom, declared its opposition to the project. The opponents held rallies and demonstrations. They denounced the developers, and they demanded that city government stop its construction. That was their right, and we protected their right to protest. But they could not have been more wrong, and we refused to cave into those demands. The idea that government would single out a particular religion and block its believers, and only its believers, from building a house of worship in a particular area is diametrically opposed to the moral principles that gave rise to our great nation and the constitutional protections that have sustained it. Our union of 50 states rests on the union of two values, freedom and tolerance.